The On Deck Show continues here from Fredericksburg. I'm now joined by the manager of the Shorebirds in his first year, Colin Woody. Colin, thank you for taking a few minutes with us. We've made it to opening day here. How does it feel to finally get to this point?
It's exciting. I mean, it's an exciting time for everyone in minor league baseball, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
This is your first year, obviously, managing the Shorebirds. You were in the Florida Complex League prior to this, and you bring a staff that you're quite familiar with as well, a lot of guys that worked with you down there in Sarasota. So to have these guys here, along with a guy like Daniel Fajardo, who you played with back in the day here in Delmarva and in the Orioles organization, to have this kind of staff around you, how comfortable is it for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky that the organization blessed me with a bunch of familiar faces and a bunch of people that are willing to put in the work. And it's a great group of staff members, and I think that we're going to be able to accomplish a lot with these players and really do a great job of getting these guys to the next level.
Now, speaking of the players, one thing that stands out with this group early on is that the position player group, very young, but some experience on the pitching side. We'll start the position players. You've obviously seen quite a few of these guys going back to last year. What stands out about them, or what are some of the things you're looking forward to seeing from them here in the early going?
A lot of raw talent. I think people are going to see that. I mean, you come out and watch our BP, like, these guys are blasting balls all over the ballpark. A lot of raw talent, which is going to be fun to see how that talent plays at the lower level. I think that we've put them in a good position. I think that they've done a lot of work, the players have, to put themselves in a good position to be ready for the level. And it's just going to be really fun to see those tools, you know, play under the lights.
And it seems like a lot of good attitudes with them as well. Obviously, going from Florida to here is, I think, quite a bigger jump than people realize. But for the most part, at least going through these early workouts, they seem pretty unfazed and pretty relaxed so far.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, the energy has definitely been really, really fun, really, really positive. I think that the attitudes that all these guys have going into it is that they're super excited. They're super thrilled to be under the lights, and they really, really just can't wait for first pitch.
As we look over at the pitchers now, again, a lot more experience with this group, a lot of guys playing college baseball, and some of them haven't really thrown yet here in the professional level. After being drafted last year, they didn't get the chance to pitch. So it seems like, though, having that experience and some older guys in the rotation or the bullpen is going to be something really key here early on.
Absolutely. I mean, coming into the season, like you said, a lot of these guys haven't thrown much, and I really haven't seen a lot of them, hadn't seen a lot of these guys throw much until, spring training and since we've been working out. But coming into the season, our pitching department was super high on all of the arms that they were sending us. So just going into that, that made me really excited. And then being able to, you know, actually get eyes on these guys and watch them throw, I mean, it seems like every guy that goes out there for a bullpen or a live BP has absolutely electric stuff. And I just constantly catch myself saying, wow, I can't believe this guy's pitching for us. So it's going to be really exciting. I'm really hopeful that, what we've been seeing is what it's going to look like, you know, come 7-5.
It kind of speaks to, I think, the depth of this organization talent-wise, because for the longest time, and it still is, position players, it's a very deep group. But now it seems like there's a lot of good pitchers, a lot of them that are in Aberdeen right now, and Bowie, for example, as well. But because of that, maybe some better guys are here because of it, and it seems like they can still very much benefit from this opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and there's a reason why I think that, consistently there's a lot of media platforms ranking our system number one, is because, you know, not only do we have a lot of great position players, but we've had great pitchers as well. And now we just keep stacking them up and stacking them up and stacking them up. I think if you look at, the first couple drafts that Elias and Sig had when they came in, it was very position player heavy. And now there's drafts are starting to balance out over the year, so they're just starting to add more and more talented arms, and so like I said, yeah, they're just starting to stack up, and I think that us here in Delmarva are sort of reaping those benefits to start the year, where we're going to have some really, really, really good arms to get us going.
Talking with Shorebirds manager Colin Woody. Before I let you go here, Colin, Trey Gibson gets the opening day start for you tonight. What are you expecting out of him, and from the rest of the pitchers expected to follow him tonight?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, like, really, really excited about our pitching staff, especially excited about Trey Gibson and Jake Cravey. I mean, both of those guys have absolutely electric stuff, and it's going to be really fun to see what the Fred Nats think of those arms, because I think that they're probably going to have a pretty tough time with them.
Colin, we appreciate a few minutes. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Colin Wardy, the manager of the Delmarva Shorebirds. We're back with Star and Lamps after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.